It is 5 in the morning, and Iraqi army pickup trucks jerk and jostle on a narrow street in their compound. Soldiers dart back and forth across the road, carrying their weapons in one hand and blue bags of breakfast in the other. They jump onto the back of their light trucks, protected only by sheets of steel armor rigged to the sides. U.S. Army Major Dennis Grimsley stands back and watches.
Looks like mass chaos in the American Army, but for the IA, they seem to have a plan. People are just running around, getting the trucks ready, and backing in all over the place. But they have method to their madness, and we always seem to leave on time, so.
Grimsley is one of 10 members in a Military Assistance Transition Team, or MIT team for short. Today, he and his MIT team will help the Iraqi battalion commanders direct their mission. The team's Humvees follow about 100 Iraqi soldiers in 17 trucks to a neighborhood in a mostly Sunni area called Ghazaliya. Ghazaliya is well kept, full of large upper-middle-class homes and many people loyal to Saddam Hussein. Sergeant Christopher Forshi is one of the MIT advisors. He watches while the Iraqis fan out from the trucks, going from home to home, knocking on doors, and searching for weapons or insurgents.
They did a pretty good job. They're learning as they go. Better was when we first got here.
What was it like then?
Chaos. Disorganized.
Other members of this MIT team say that 6 months ago, Iraqi soldiers on patrol would round up as many as 150 detainees, usually all the young men old enough to be in the military in a neighborhood. Now, the trainers say, the soldiers are far more selective, and most of those they bring in are actually suspected of insurgent activity. And while the abuse of detainees still occurs, it is less than when this MIT team first arrived. Ghazaliya, though well-kept and wealthy, is also lawless. Just last week, insurgents killed an Iraqi soldier on patrol here. In the past year, the brigade has lost 18 soldiers. About 80% of the soldiers on this patrol are Shiites, mainly poor and from the south. Many have lost relatives during Saddam's regime. People in the largely Sunni neighborhood are not pleased by the Army patrol or its U.S. advisors. Shop owners refuse to sell food to the Americans or their Iraqi translators.
Don't Iraqi mashi, don't Iraqi mashi.
The Americans aren't okay, and the Iraqis aren't okay, says Mohammed Mustafa, a neighborhood resident waiting to go to work. He stands in front of his house near his parked car, gazing out at the soldiers.
Wallahi.
The situation here is so bad, he says. Now you can see these roads are blocked. The American and Iraqi National Guards, they are searching and they make us nervous. Around the corner, a neighbor stands behind his driveway gate. His son, a doctor who refuses to give his name for security reasons, comes out as the Iraqi soldiers pass by. Unlike his neighbors, the doctor welcomes the patrol.
We are afraid here. We are scared. We are terrified.
The young doctor is Shiite in this largely Sunni neighborhood. He says that shootings and car bomb attacks occur here all the time. But despite his nervousness, he says it's better to have an Iraqi army patrol here than American soldiers.
The American cannot talk in Arabic. They didn't know the nature of this area. They didn't know when they lie, because the Western people taking the person in front of them honestly. They didn't know what he can hide.
As the doctor is about to answer another question, his father interrupts, telling him the neighbors are watching.
Yes, my father tells me that this is very dangerous to talk about you, and he's terrified because some of my neighbors working in the terrorism, you know.
The doctor and his father quickly go back into their house. After working with this team for 6 months, Captain Goings believes this Iraqi unit can handle itself, but he says it still cannot be compared to American soldiers.
It's a different standard from ours, but they go out and do the job. Could they use a lot of training? Yeah, they could, but according to their standard, this battalion is doing good.
Iraqi soldier Ali Mohammed says he has no doubt the Iraqi army will get better. It's a stage of growing up and going to the front, he says. We still need the American army to stay with us. Whenever we are qualified to secure our country, we will move forward and say thank you very much. We can take care of it. You can leave now. Ben Gilbert for VOA News, Baghdad.